At midnight on Sunday, May 27th, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez is yanking the license of Venezuela's oldest and most watched TV network, Radio Caracas Television, or RCTV. President Chavez has offered a heap of reasons for taking it off the air. He says the station is pornographic, that it promotes coups, that it's a mouthpiece of the U.S. empire and instrument of the Venezuelan bourgeoisie. When the Secretary General of the Organization of American States criticized the move as, quote, a form of censorship, Chavez called him an idiot. Dan Gretsch, a reporter for American Public Media's Marketplace, brings us the story.
Every weekday morning, RCTV airs the news program La Entrevista, or The Interview. And every weekday morning, the show savages the Chavez administration for corruption, for cronyism, for incompetence.
Yo soy Miguel Ángel Rodríguez, conductor del programa La Entrevista.
Miguel Ángel Rodríguez hosts the show.
Pues yo supongo que para quienes se disgustan con el tema de...
For those who are disgusted by liberty of expression, by popular protests, by accusations of corruption and injustice and discrimination, my show will make them uncomfortable.
Obviamente va a ser incómoda.
The combative tone of Rodríguez's show goes a long way to explain why RCTV is losing its license. Venezuela has four main private TV networks. They were so critical of President Chavez early on, he dubbed them the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. He passed a media law in 2004 that makes it easier to take broadcasters off the air, and he changed the penal code in 2005 to mandate prison sentences for anyone who disrespects the President of the Republic. Though nobody's been thrown in jail, and no other outlets have been shut down, several stations have begun censoring themselves. The country's second most watched network, Venevisión, has gone so soft, it's been nicknamed the Disney Channel. RCTV took the opposite approach. It unleashed La Entrevista.
Estoy dispuesto a debatir con quien sea y donde sea y por el tiempo que sea.
I have many arguments, and not just discursive ones, but physical proof that this administration has violated the principles of democracy.
RCTV is not opposition. RCTV is a destabilizing operation. RCTV is a violator of all basic rules of responsible broadcasting.
That's Andrés Isada, Venezuela's former communications minister who now operates Telesur, a 24-hour news network started by Chavez. Isada is one of RCTV's most compelling critics. That's because he worked as a news manager at the station before quitting in protest over its biased coverage. Isada's jabs against RCTV land with devastating force.
This is a station that has broadcast 64 days of publicity, of propaganda, to try to topple a democratically elected government. 64 days during the oil sabotage.
He's referring to a two-month general strike organized by Chavez's opposition in 2002. RCTV ran public service announcements that, among other things, encouraged people to stop paying taxes.
Just imagine what would happen in the United States if NBC would run 64 days of ads against the government of the United States in an effort to topple it. I would ask myself what would happen if the time would come for that concession to be renewed, if the FCC would do it.
The government's most serious allegation against RCTV dates back to April 2002, when a military coup briefly ousted President Chavez. Media owners, including RCTV's Marcel Granier, met with interim President Pedro Carmona. The owners reportedly promised to back the new military regime, even as its popular support crumbled. When Chavez loyalists retook the presidential palace, no major private network reported it. During one of the most important moments in Venezuelan history, RCTV aired the film Pretty Woman.
They bear responsibility to a great extent for what has happened to them. That doesn't justify closing down a television channel.
That's Columbia journalism professor John Dingus.
But they put themselves in a position where they could not defend their integrity using journalistic principles. Freedom of the press is something that always has to be defended. And you have to defend freedom of the press based on your service to democracy.
After the coup, President Chavez realized he needed to create his own state-run media system to compete with the private one. His government now controls three national TV stations, eight radio broadcasters, a state news agency, an international news channel, a daily newspaper, a cultural magazine, and it's launching a communications satellite next year. These outlets all run pro-government news and ads. Chavez has also pumped money into 146 low-power community radio stations, 72 community newspapers, and dozens of websites. Meanwhile, private media outlets are under siege. 2,500 RCTV employees could lose their jobs. In the station's lunchroom, their mood alternates between somber and defiant.
We're staying until the ship sinks.
Andres Mendoza is an international news producer.
It's solidarity with the TV station, but also, hey, it's a big historic moment because this is something that has never happened in our country, that a president decides to ban a station and 2,500 employees from working.
RCTV's employees aren't the only ones at risk. The network produces telenovelas that have been exported to more than 80 countries, and its academy trains thousands of actors, journalists, and technicians every year. No one knows if these side businesses will survive when RCTV is taken off the air. Standing like a referee in the middle of this dispute is Teodoro Pekov, editor of Tal Cual, a respected afternoon daily. Pekov's a former communist guerrilla fighter, but, like RCTV, his paper's a Chavez target. It faces 5 government lawsuits for breaking the new media laws. Lawsuits notwithstanding, he thinks Chavez does have a point, at least when it comes to private networks like RCTV. Pekov says during the early years of the Chavez government, the stations served as mouthpieces for their wealthy owners.
They began to act like political parties. They compromised themselves during the confrontations with the government. They committed gross errors.
He's so critical of their coverage, private network news shows will often bar him from their programs. This makes Pekov's vocal defense of RCTV all the more compelling.
Today, I'm living a paradox. I was victim of the inadequate procedures of some television channels. Now I protest the closure of RCTV.
Chavez was re-elected president in a landslide in December. Pekov says Chavez is using this new mandate to send a message to his opponents in the media. Tone down your coverage, or else.
Obviously, I know that I'm at risk, and I fear that my right as a Venezuelan citizen to disagree with my government is being threatened.
Pekov's not sure how long he'll last after RCTV's signal turns to snow. For On the Media, I'm Dan Gretsch.